I believe May is National Skin Cancer Awareness Month.
All right,
yeah, Steve? Oh, my God. I'm turning his microphone off. We have Dr. Cheryl Hoyer in the studio with us. She's been up before. She's a dermatologist for North Shore University Health System and the University of Chicago. Thank you for coming back.
Thank you for having me again. I was here last year, and it was so much fun, so thank you.
I mentioned Bill got some color this weekend, and you were out playing tennis, and you're looking tan.
Yeah.
You tan pretty easily.
Do
you wear sunscreen?
More times than not, I do. I can't say every time, but if I know I'm going to be out in the sun, I absolutely do.
And so you probably know from talking to me before, at least, if not other people, that a tan is damage. It's not protecting. And we would say to wear sunscreen every day, to start your day with a lotion with sunscreen.
Yeah.
And then when you're really outside, reapply. But if you're starting your day with it, then it won't happen where you're outside and realize, oh shoot, I'm not prepared. So yeah.
Women have it easier because we have sunscreen built into our makeup,
and that probably helps. I don't know that we get the full SPF out of it because we don't put it on thickly enough. But yeah, and usually in our lotion too. So you're right. Women get a little more used to that
for everyday use, though.
Yeah, probably incidental. Right. We do get a little more used to that. So
and
yeah.
What happens is there's lasting damage too, right?
Right.
You'll notice as you get older, your skin starts to wrinkle up.
Right, you look like a baseball mitt.
Yeah,
right. Well, the UVA rays, you can think of A for aging. A rays go deeper and they break down collagen and elastin. And like you said, that causes wrinkling, sagging, all the bad things.
Yeah.
And like I said, even the tan is doing that. A lot of people, I think the thought is changing or people are more aware, but especially in the past, people used to think the tan was protective, but it's not.
It's
maybe an SPF 4, so barely, you know, it's really not protection. It's already damaged.
Oh,
so,
bad.
Yeah, so it's already breaking down that collagen and elastin as well as contributing to skin cancer. So.
It's sad because when you have a tan, you look so healthy. It's really false advertising.
Right. But I always say, learn to love the skin you were given, the color you were given. You know, there's beautiful, very fair models and actresses and beautiful dark ones. So, yeah, I don't know where that idea came from, that it's healthier, that we like that
it's
look.
Slimming.
Because we know.
Is that what it is?
It is slimming.
maybe. But how about a dark sun protective shirt? That could be slimming too.
Oh,
true.
Right.
I use the fake tan stuff.
That's fine. It is safe. It's just binding to the upper layers, so it's not giving you any protection, but it is safe. If you can't learn to love the skin you were born in, yes, you can do that. But as long as you don't breathe it in, that would be the only thing.
But one of the alternatives, as you know, to just being outside and getting a tan that way is to go to like a tanning bed place, a salon.
No,
you don't
want
to do that, do you?
No, that's more damaging.
It is?
Actually, more A rays, so A and B. A, aging, like we said, B, burning, they both contribute to skin cancer. But yeah, it's more damaging. In fact, in women in their late 20s, melanoma, the life-threatening cancer, is the most common cancer and the most common death from cancer. And we think a lot of that is from those teenage tanning beds.
Really?
So yes, not at all that. No, that's
worse. I know
worse.
They keep making the rules for those a little more stringent. It used to be you could go an unlimited time as often as you want, and now they've limited all that.
Well, and most states have now passed laws prohibiting minors from doing it.
Right.
It's like smoking. You wish you could get rid of it, but at least if you're protecting our young. I was part of getting it passed in Illinois.
Oh, good.
And now I think they're talking about doing it countrywide, you know, the FDA just doing that. So yes, they're trying to regulate it more.
Good.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because you look at all these teenagers and they're all so tan in the middle of winter because they like the look.
Yeah. If they could just do the spray tans or the self-tanners, that would be
better.
A better way to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Much safer.
All right. It is National Skin Cancer Awareness Month. May is running out.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good time to go get a full body check at a dermatologist. I'm going to do it probably in June because I don't think I can get in. I have a redhead who is 17 today. Happy birthday, Michael. And since the day he was born, I looked into sunscreen. Don't you wait till a baby is a year old? You're not supposed
to use... 6 months, they
say,
just because their surface area is so much larger than their body, so they're absorbing more.
And they get slippery if you have that oil on them. You can drop them.
Yeah, true.
You're right.
Keep them in the shade. So,
right.
But having a redhead, all I did was slather him with sunscreen when he was growing up.
Good.
My son Dylan, darker skin, so I still put sunscreen on him, but our dermatologist said he's the one we should check more, because is there any truth to that?
I do see that a lot. Some of the fairer skin people are the least sun damaged because they learned early on it's no fun. They get burnt. They can't get brown anyway, and any medium skin or darker, they think, oh, I'm fine. And so it's cumulative. So yeah, they often have more damage. So, well, I would say everybody should know their skin, watch their skin for changes, but that's
but
an interesting
point.
Bill
and I were talking about using no sunscreen when we were growing up, mm-hmm. and I used baby oil, and there's been several vacations, one to St. Lucia, that I remember specifically that I was completely burned. Now, do earlier burns in your life have something to do with developing skin cancer later on?
We do think so. I mean, I've heard people say, is melanoma more those intense burns rather than just a chronic sun damage accumulation? It's hard to know. Maybe there's something to that, but certainly it's all cumulative as far as any skin cancer and for damage. But your body does try to repair damage of any sort. So, you know, a smoker who stops smoking, your body will try to repair, and the skin will do that too. We never know our body's ability to do that, but give it a chance. If you keep adding damage, it's just not going to. So you know, if you're good with protection, you could be overcoming some of that.
I have one question. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to talk about proper sunscreens, because have a lot of questions as to what's the best. Do you mm-hmm. have to buy new ones every year? We'll talk about mm-hmm. that in a second. But if you you had mentioned something about these halo moles, mm-hmm. they're, your body kind of reabsorbs them. Do you think that maybe developing melanoma on the outside is kind of portraying some kind of cancer that's already on the inside, and it's like a warning sign to us, like, go get checked?
I don't know how much of a warning sign it is, but you're right that it's interesting how the whole body acts together. So a halo mole is where you have a mole that looks pretty normal, and then it develops a halo of white around it, and then eventually even the color of the mole goes away. So most of these are fine, but there is a thought. Could this be someone with a melanoma hidden somewhere else, or some other abnormal mole that the body is trying to attack and is attacking this as well? So it is interesting. Your body does try to fight off cancers and other things. So yes, you should take any unusual thing as a possible warning. Yes.
And so call your dermatologist. Dr. Cheryl Hoyer is a dermatologist for North Shore University Health System, if you're in the area, and the University of Chicago. We are going to come back and find out everything we need to know about sunscreen, because I think we're finally turning the corner and it's going to be warm
right.
for at least a couple of days this summer.
Let's hope so. More after this, Bill and Wendy, WGN. It is Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and Dr. Cheryl Hoyer, who is a dermatologist for the North Shore University Health System, is here to tell us what we need to be looking for. Let's go specifically when mm-hmm. you're looking at you're in a drugstore or a pharmacy and you see all these products. What should we be looking for?
It is confusing, but the FDA has made it easier recently. So we talked about UVA and UVB rays. We have to block both. We want broad spectrum. Before 2012, though, all we had as a measurement or a guide on the bottle was the SPF. Mm-hmm. The SPF measures how much longer we can be in the sun before burn. So burn is UVB rays. Didn't say anything about UVA rays. So before 2012, I told patients to look for an SPF of 15 or 30. Then I had to tell them certain ingredients to look for that blocked UVA rays. That's really complicated to remember ingredients and to look at the small print for ingredients. Mm-hmm. But since 2012, the mm-hmm. FDA has implemented some regulations. Previously, no regulations on sunscreens. So now they've done two major things. They've done a few things. But the two things that I think are most helpful, one is they've defined and regulated the term broad spectrum. So now I tell patients to look for an SPF of 15 or 30 mm-hmm. and the words broad spectrum. Mm-hmm. Then they've gone one step further. So I tell patients, to look for the SPF and broad spectrum. But the FDA now allows bottles that have both of those things to have a certain line. So you can either look for that or you can look for this line. Now, I am putting on my glasses to read the line because it's small print, but it's under uses. So remember to look for uses. It's a long line. First of all, it says helps prevent sunburn. They can all say that. But if it covers both bases, UVA and UVB, it can say, if used as directed with other sun protection measures, we can talk about that, decreases the risk of skin cancer and early skin aging caused by the sun. So they can put that line there. If, now I'm picking up another bottle that is SPF 4 and doesn't say broad spectrum. If I look for that line under uses, it doesn't have it. So no. Whatever's easier for you, looking for SPF 15 or 30 plus broad spectrum, or looking, I see you're picking up a bottle there that I brought. Mm-hmm. I happen to know offhand whether that's good or bad, but on the back under uses, they all can say helps prevent sunburn. Does it have that other
the
line?
Skin cancer line. You want about decreases the risk of skin cancer.
Yeah.
But here's the problem.
Does it say
it's
that?
It's so much. There's so much
written on the back of this bottle.
It is. And also the other thing to complicate it, so the kind of bad ones also have to have a warning, kind of like cigarettes. It's a long one too. And again, I have these glasses on because I can't possibly read it. But you're right. That's all. And they have a warning about spending time in the sun. I'm not even going to read it verbatim, but causes skin cancer and early aging. So they must have that warning like cigarettes. But again, it's hidden. You're right. And it's in small print. But you can do that. If you look under uses and it has that long line, it's a good one. If it's just prevents sunburn, it's not good. But I think it's easier to do what I first said, to look for the SPF 15 or 30. We prefer 30.
Right.
Plus the words broad spectrum. Does that say broad spectrum on the back?
I don't see the words broad spectrum.
Look on the front, because that they're going to try to...
Broad spectrum SPF 30.
So that's good.
And there's also a box that says recommended skin cancer F active. What does that mean? Any idea what that means?
What?
No, like, I didn't see that one. Where are you seeing that?
Show that to Dr. Hoyer.
There's some sort of a very official-looking symbol.
I have to tell you.
Yeah, yes. I am sorry about that. Yes, that is also another way to tell.
Okay.
The Skin Cancer Foundation will put a seal on ones that cover both, too.
Yeah.
So it's two different organizations, the FDA and the Skin Cancer Foundation.
Okay.
You're absolutely right.
Good.
So it's a logo that says Skin Cancer Foundation, and it has what you said in it. Yes, so that is one other way. Thank you.
Boy, you know, when you bought stuff before, you're just saying 15 or 30.
Mm-hmm.
They have 100.
Yeah, and now we hope that might be the next step, that the FDA might cap it at 50, because 15 blocks 93% of the rays, 30 blocks 97% of the rays, and, you know, going to 50 is 98%. So you see, we went from 97% to 98% between 30 and 50. So after 50, it's really no different.
A waste of money.
It's a waste of money is what I say. It's not damaging to you, but could be damaging to the wallet. Yeah. But actually, it could indirectly be damaging, because a lot of people, I think, if they get an SPF 75 or 100, they think, I am really good now. But they're really not any better off than anybody else. Then they still need to reapply it and do all the other measures. You may have saw I came in with a visor on this beautiful sunny day. You know, you can't just say I have a little sunscreen on and know you're good. It's not perfect. It gets sweated off and you know,
and
you didn't put
swimming.
It on. Yeah, and you didn't put it on as thickly as you should. So plop on the hat or the visor, the sunglasses, the sun protective shirts, like I said. I really do think they're slimming and make me look athletic.
Bundle up for the beach, people.
Yeah, right. do as much as you can, because any one thing isn't perfect. So, you know.
Is there an expiration date on these?
There is an expiration now. Yeah. That is a good question. If you can't find it, I tell people 2 years, but the expiration actually goes 3 years. So
it
goes 3 years. So again, that was something that wasn't as regulated before. So it is hard to find in all this small print.
There's an expiration date on here?
On some of them, it might be on the outer packaging. So if you can't find it on your bottle, just go with 2 years, because you don't know how long it sat on the shelf.
Well, here's the thing. You don't know how long you've had it when you bring your pool bag out for the year.
True.
So isn't it cheap enough to just buy a fresh one every year?
You shouldn't have any left from last year. You should have used it all up.
Yeah, I didn't.
But if you do have some left, if you can't remember when you bought it, if it's possible, it's real, throw it out. But if you think you just bought it a year ago, again, you can give it 2 years unless it says. If it says,
right.
You know, then you can go buy that.
Is there a brand that you highly recommend, or a brand that you say, stay away from this at all costs?
No, actually not now. Since 2012, before that, again, I would say SPF 30 and look for one of these UVA ingredients. It was hard to remember these chemical names. So sometimes I would just resort to giving brand names.
Yeah.
But nowadays, no, SPF 30, broad spectrum. You're covered. And I just get the cheap big box store generic.
Yeah.
So generic doesn't make any difference from brand name.
Yeah, don't waste your money. Whatever you like on your, and that's subjective, how it feels on you and how it smells. If you don't like it, you're not going to use it. So you do have to personally like it, but does it need to be a lot of money?
What about spray versus lotion?
I don't love spray, but technically you could use it correctly. But I feel people put it on like bug spray. They just do a little light. Oh, I'm good. You still have to put it on thickly. It's not magical. It's not like Hogwarts potions class or something.
Boy,
no, you know, just a little bit
that.
And you're okay.
It is
no,
easier.
You're going to put on thickly.
With yeah. kids, you know, they don't mm-hmm. want to sit around while you...
So if it's easier, then there is benefit to that. Because if they're going to do it. So you got to weigh all those factors.
But where spray it thickly.
Well, I mean, put it thickly, yeah. But if it makes them use it, you know, that's better than not using it at all. But where I find a spray helpful is for the part of the hair, you know, if you're wearing a hat, well, then you're okay. But a lot of times I'll do visors. Those just seem to work better for me. So then I'll do a little spray sunscreen in the part of my hair so I don't miss that.
The actual part can get sunburn.
Yeah, it does.
And
can
it hurts.
Get skin cancer. It would be very embarrassing if I got a skin cancer there.
It
so
would be the worst thing for you
Right. I can't die of a skin cancer.
No.
I'd never live it down.
Don't do it.
All right, well, we've learned something. 15 and 30, preferably 30, but mm-hmm. that is so good to know. Anything above 30, you're not really giving yourself added protection.
Above correct. 50.
Above 50. I mean, yeah, right? 50 gives you a little more than 30, but
1%
not.
More.
Yeah,
that's
not,
it. That's
yeah,
the difference.
And after 50, no, really yeah. nothing. Yeah,
all right.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah. Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank
this
you.
Is great.
Thank
and just really quickly, how often should people get checked, have their body checked? Is that a once a year
we
thing or more?
We think yearly is yeah. nice. I have to admit, we don't have a lot of studies that really prove for healthy people without risk factors should everyone come yearly. There is a study in Germany where they did show that to be true.
Yeah.
So if we can extrapolate to that to everybody, then we have it. But we intuitively think, yeah, it's good to be looked at yearly. If you think your primary care doctor is doing that and you're young and don't have risk factors, that might do it. But certainly a dermatologist is a great idea.
Right.
And certainly with any risk factors, 50 and over, yeah,
yeah.
I definitely think then we have more argument for that.
And if you go to somebody yearly, you can see any changes that have
true.
Happened. You're
true.
Well aware of the body map, you
right.
know, that
exactly.
looks like...
You can do mole mapping where there are a bunch of pictures, but even when we don't do that, we sometimes will take just individual pictures or at least our charting and our measurements. You're right. You have that comparison.
Yeah. All right. I'm making my appointment today for everyone in the family, the redhead and everyone else, because really people who, like you tan very well.
Mm.
I tan, but it takes me really long. Mm. I can just have the same amount of problems as he does. So
right,
it
right.
just varies.
Or he could have more because he hasn't been as cautious.
I'm
you know,
taller
more,
and I'm
yeah.
closer to the sun. So
that too.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Okay. All right. Cheryl, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Really appreciate
thank
it. That's
you.
Dr. Cheryl Hoyer from North Shore University's Health System. Back after this, Bill and Wendy, WGN.